Title: Drum Rack Setup for DDNB with Stock Plugins Beginner. Alright, let's build a drum and bass drum rack in Ableton Live using only stock devices. Beginner friendly, but still legit. The goal here is simple: a kit that hits hard, is clean, and is set up in a way that makes programming fast and mixing painless. And quick mindset shift before we touch anything: don't chase loud first. In DDNB, loud comes from clean punch, clean space, and controlled aggression. If we set this rack up with good gain staging and smart routing, it basically mixes itself. Step 0. Set up the project for DDNB tempo and workflow. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I like 174 as a safe middle ground. Now create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. Instruments. Drum rack. Cool. Now, what are we actually building? One drum rack with your core one-shots. Kick and snare first, then hats and cymbals, then a break layer for texture. Inside the rack, we're also going to create return chains, like little built-in sends, for a short dark reverb and for parallel distortion. Then on the main drum track, we'll add a gentle glue chain so everything feels like one instrument. Step 1. Load the core one-shots, kick and snare first. Open the drum rack pads. Let's do a classic mapping so your hands and your brain stay organized. Put your kick on C1. Put your snare on D1. If you want a clap layer, D sharp 1. Closed hat on F sharp 1. Open hat on A sharp 1. Rider shaker on G sharp 1. Crash or impact on C2. And leave something like E1 or F1 for break slices or ghost hits. If you don't have samples, totally fine. Use Ableton's included packs. Look in packs, core library, samples, drums, or anything like drum essentials if it's installed. For this lesson, the exact samples don't matter as much as the setup and the habits. Now step 2. Set up Simpler correctly on each pad, because tightness matters. Click the kick pad. In Simpler, set it to one-shot mode. Turn warp off for most one-shots. That's a big one. Warp can smear transients, and transients are basically the whole game in DDNB drums. Set voices to 1 so you don't get flams or weird overlapping hits. Now set your kick level. Here's a super practical target. Aim for the kick to peak around minus 8 dB on the track meter when it hits by itself. Not because minus 8 is magical, but because it gives you headroom and keeps your bus processing behaving nicely. Do the same with the snare. One shot, warp off, voices 1. And also aim for the snare to peak around minus 8 dB. In DDNB, kick and snare are usually comparable in perceived strength. If the snare is super long, shorten it. Use Simpler's fade out, the length control, or the amplitude envelope. At 174 BPM, long tails don't feel big, they often just smear the groove and steal space from hats and bass. Step 3. Prepared processing. This is where the rack starts sounding like DDNB. In drum rack, click the pad, then show the chain list so you're viewing the device chain for that pad. Let's do the kick chain first. Add EQ8, then drum bus, on EQ8 for the kick. Don't automatically high-pass. A lot of beginners high-pass everything, and then wonder why their track has no weight. Instead, listen. If it's muddy, do a gentle cut around 250 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a wide curve. If you need more click so it reads on small speakers, try a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz. Subtle, then drum bus. Set drive around 8% to start, anywhere in the 5 to 15% zone depending on the sample. Keep boom subtle, like 0 to 20% maximum, because DDNB kicks can get flabby fast if you overdo that. Use damp to tame harshness, maybe 30 to 60%, and transient up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20, to get that punch. Teacher tip, keep the kick pretty dry, let the snare and tops handle the sense of space. A wet kick usually sounds far away, and far away is not what we want in most DDNB. Now the snare chain. Add EQ8, then drum bus, and optionally saturator. On the snare EQ8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. You want the snare to feel big, but you don't want it fighting the kick and sub. If you need body, boost around 180 to 220 Hz a little. For crack, boost around 3 to 6 kHz. If it gets harsh, cut a bit around 7 to 9 kHz. Then drum bus on the snare. Drive maybe 10 to 25%. And transient plus 10 to plus 30. Keep boom usually at 0 for snares. Then saturator if you want extra density. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is one of the easiest stock ways to make a snare feel finished without needing third-party plugins. Step 4. Layer your snare, because this is a DDNB classic. Most DDNB snares are basically two jobs at once. low mid body and top end crack. You have two main methods. The simple method is, put a second snare on another pad and trigger both at the same time in MIDI. That's fine. The better method is layering inside one snare pad using chains. Create two chains under the snare pad, one called snare body, one called snare top. On the body chain, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it's not contributing hiss and fizz. Make sure the 180 to 250 Hz region feels supportive. On the top chain, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz so it's not adding mud. Then boost somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz for crispness. Now balance them. Here's a surprisingly important rule. The body is often quieter than you think. The top is what makes the snare feel loud in a mix, but the body is what makes it feel physical. If your snare feels papery, you probably have too much top chain and not enough body, or you're not filtering them clearly. And quick reminder from the low-end responsibility rule, kick usually owns roughly 40 to 110 Hz. Snare body lives more around 160 to 250. Break is mostly mid-range texture. If you keep that separation, your drums feel louder without actually being louder. Step 5. Build your tops, hats and shakers for that rolling energy. Closed hat first. Add EQ8, auto filter, and utility. On EQ8, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Hats don't need low mid. On auto filter, use a gentle 12 dB slope and set it for subtle movement, even if you don't automate it yet. And utility, if hats feel too wide or messy, reduce width to somewhere around 70 to 100%. Wider isn't always better at high BPM. Sometimes tighter feels faster. Open hat, EQ8, and optionally gate. High pass somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. If it's harsh, dip around 6 to 9 kHz. If the open hat rings too long and washes everything, use gate. Bring the threshold up until it shortens cleanly without chopping in an ugly way. Now, huge DNB tightening trick. Choke groups. Put the closed hat and open hat in the same choke group so that open hat stops when the closed hat hits. This instantly cleans up overlaps and makes fast patterns punchier. It's one of those why didn't I do this earlier things. Step 6. Add a break layer for jungle texture. This is the secret sauce for that real DNB feel, especially anything leaning jungle, tech step, or just more organic. Drag a breakbeat loop onto an empty pad. In simpler, switch to slice mode. Slice by transients. Adjust sensitivity until it's finding clean hits. Now you have two options. You can slice to a new drum rack, or you can keep it simple and just use the loop on one pad and trigger slices from there. For this lesson, even just having one or two break slice pads is enough to add texture. Process the break layer as a group idea. EQ8 high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. You're making space for kick and bass. Then drum bus. Dry 5 to 15%, transient plus 10 for bite. And if you want that old school grit, add redux very subtly, bits around 10 to 12 and only a tiny touch of downsample. The goal is edge, not destruction. Step 7. Drum rack return chains for cohesion. This is where things start feeling glued and professional. Inside the drum rack, open the return chains. Return A. Short room. Add reverb. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it's darker. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low mids. And set dry slash wet to 100% because returns are fully wet. Now send a little snare to it. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level. Keep the kick send very low or totally off. Return B. Parallel dirt. Add saturator set to analog clip. Drive maybe 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8 after it. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz so you're not distorting subs in parallel. You can boost a little 2 to 5 kHz if you want more bite. Send snare moderately, break moderately, hats just a tiny touch or none. This is the aggression fader that doesn't kill your transients. Step 8. Macros for quick control. Turn on macros and map the stuff you'll actually want to automate. Great beginner set. Snare reverb send. Snare dirt send. Break level. Hat brightness by mapping the hat auto filter cutoff. Room decay. Kick punch by mapping the kick drum bus transient. And snare snap by mapping either drum bus transient or saturator drive. The reason macros matter is arrangement. You can make a drop feel bigger just by opening hat brightness and pushing dirt slightly, without changing samples or rewriting patterns. Step 9. Drum bus processing on a main drum rack track. This is not inside a pad. This is on the track hosting the drum rack. Add glue compressor first. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not more. If it's pumping, you're probably overdoing it. Then add drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%. Transient plus 5 to plus 15. Limiter is optional. Just as a safety net, don't smash. If you need to slam a limiter to survive, it's usually a gain staging or layering problem upstream. And here are the headroom targets that make life easy. Kick peak around minus 8 dB, snare around minus 8 dB, tops group around minus 12 to minus 10, break around minus 14 to minus 10 depending on how gritty it is. If you hit those, your drum bus doesn't have to fight for air. Step 10. Program a classic two-step DDNB pattern. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Add closed hats and 16th notes, but don't leave them all the same velocity. Give it some life. Open hat on the offbeat, then. Now ghost notes. This is where the roll comes from. Add low-velocity snare ghosts just before the main snare, or tiny kick ghosts leading into beat 1. Velocity-wise, main snare around 110 to 127, ghost snares around 30 to 60, hats anywhere from 40 to 90 with variation. Extra coach move, micro timing. Turn off snap and nudge some ghost snares slightly late, just a few milliseconds, for a bit of drag. Nudge a couple hats slightly early for push. Keep it subtle. If you clearly hear the timing, it's too far. Step 11. Quick arrangement ideas so this rack actually becomes a track. Try a simple 32-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Break only, high passed and maybe filtered hats. Bars 9 to 16. Add kick and snare but hold back full hats. Bars 17 to 32. Drop, full tops and break layer, plus fills. Do fills every 8 bars. A snare flam is easy. Duplicate a snare hit slightly early at low velocity. Add a tiny hat stutter, like a quick 1/32 burst near the end. Sprinkle a break slice for that little amen moment. Automation ideas. Push reverb send briefly before transitions, bring break level up for fills, open hat filter into the drop, and a really powerful trick, controlled muting, right before the drop, mute the kick for half a bar, keep a filtered break and ghost snares, push the room send up for a moment, then snap it back at the drop. That contrast makes the drop hit harder, without even turning anything up. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Too much reverb on kick and snare makes DNB feel weak and far away. Keep rooms short and dark. Don't forget to high pass tops and breaks or you'll build low mid mud and lose bass headroom. This audio version is shortened for playback.